As the pandemic spreads, people on one of the most isolated islands in the world are hopeful they'll be spared. The British territory of St. Helena is almost 2,000 kilometres off the west coast of Africa. So far, it has no confirmed cases, and the community radio station has become a comfort for people in self-isolation around the world. Sally Sara has our report.
St. Helena is famous for isolation. It's the place where Britain sent Napoleon Bonaparte into exile. The rocky island is only 16 kilometres long and 8 kilometres wide. It's home to a few thousand people. As coronavirus spreads elsewhere in the world, St. Helena has been spared so far. Tammy Williams is the manager of the local radio station, Saint FM.
Well, you know what, Sally? It's really interesting because when we got your email this morning, we smiled because we've had numerous other inquiries. So we feel cocooned, I'd say, on St. Helena, but obviously not immune from the threat of the virus.
Saint FM is bringing news of the COVID-19 pandemic to residents of the island.
Hello, and welcome to the local news. In our headlines today, more on COVID-19.
St. Helena has no suspected cases, but it's yet to receive any test kits. Until then, Tammy Williams says the locals are doing their best to keep their distance from each other.
Well, as you know, St. Helena is a very tiny, very small island with a population of just over 4,000 people and pretty much everybody knowing each other. So it's very difficult for us to distance ourselves.
St. FM broadcasts internationally online. It's become a source of comfort not only for residents, but for people across the globe who are in quarantine.
That's Jerry Rafferty and Baker Street. Going out especially for Stetson Harris, who's listening over there in the UK. Hope you enjoyed that, Stetson, and thank you for your message. It's great to know that people are listening to St. FM around the world, and as they're self-isolated, it means that they're listening to us all day.
So remoteness is part of St. Helena's identity and history. Napoleon Bonaparte only survived exile on the island for 5.5 years before he died in May 1821.
You never could demean him, and you exiled him to die on the Isle of St. Helena.
Now the island is serviced by flights and a regular passenger and cargo ship from Cape Town. But both have been delayed by the pandemic and tourism has been suspended. Tammy Williams says the residents of St. Helena have had plenty of practice at making do.
In this time of global shortages, St. Helena has experienced this for years. So it's no really big thing to us. If it's not there, we just do without or we find an alternative.
The islanders hope that their isolation will keep them safe. But their thoughts are with the nations hit hard by the COVID-19 pandemic.
We hope that in some way the love that's felt in this community will reach all the other destinations around the world that are really, really struggling at this time.
Tammy Williams, the manager of St. Helena's radio station, St. FM. Sally Sara with that report.